Mood Gym with Don Brown. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Anchor.fm, Player.fm, or any of your favorite places for finding podcasts. Depression, anxiety, holidays. We're in the midst of all those things, aren't we? Today, we thought we'd continue our discussion about anxiety, fear, and depression, especially surrounding holidays and special events, and how we can maybe alleviate some of the distress that we will probably encounter from time to time over the various day or days. And I've been relating my previous episodes to learning to fly years ago, and how some of those experiences and things that I was taught by flight instructors actually apply not only to learning to do something new, like flying a small plane, but also can have a lot of appropriate sense towards life itself. One of the things I was thinking about the other day is the idea of values and goals, and what is the difference, and how that would apply perhaps to our encounters with depression and anxiety and fearfulness and distress. Back in those days when I was learning to fly, one of the things you obviously have to do is plan as to where you're going to go to a particular city, particular airport. And thinking about that, that's the goal. If my goal is to fly from Miami to, say, Sarasota, my goal is to get to Sarasota. All right, now on the other hand, what would be my value? And I found over the years I didn't give much thought about values, and maybe I should have, because most of my life and probably your life has been goal setting and goal seeking. We want to make more money. We want to get a better job. We want to have a more successful relationship with our loved ones, which are all more or less goals. We go from one goal to another. We go from a beginning job at minimum wage. A couple years later, we have a goal of increasing that salary. We start out with a small home or small apartment. Next goal is to get a little larger place. So we're always goal seeking. And giving that some thought, that's all fine if when you're trying to go in those little steps to reach a particular place, like in the flying. If I wanted to go from Miami to Sarasota, I obviously have to have that goal of getting to Sarasota. However, what is the value? And the value is probably much more important. And here I'll tell you why. Okay, my value in flying was to safely fly from one place to another. My goal was to get to Sarasota, but more important than getting to Sarasota was getting there safely. And so if I were to write down then what is my values for today, my values would have been to fly to safely to wherever I'm going. So not only Sarasota, that one immediate goal, but wherever I might fly from time to time. Okay, so setting up a value, it's not necessarily we always think of values as a moral type thing. You know, you be kind and you don't cheat and you play fair and all that. But values are more than that. Values is something that overreaches everything. And if you think about some of the values you could come up with, there's really no limit to them, but just keep in mind, it's not a goal. It's an overreaching thing that's kind of an interior feeling you have about life itself and what's important. You might think about a value is learning new things, or a value is enjoying a hobby or a sport, maybe emotional intimacy and personal sharing. Maybe a value would be a long-term commitment. Maybe a value would be helping others. Maybe a value would be eating healthy foods or exercising regularly. Mental health awareness. A long life. And notice those are pretty much verbs. You're learning, relaxing, enjoying. Things that are more than just goals. So say you had an overall value, and you can have many values, not just one. You can have dozens of values. You probably want to stick with maybe a dozen so that you can, as you'll learn later, concentrate on those values and see where you're heading towards value. Say one of your values is helping others. Okay, well, so it's very simple. Your value is to help others. Now, you might say, well, then how do I get to that point? Well, then you would have the little goals. You could say, okay, I'll volunteer at the local food kitchen. I'll volunteer helping a neighbor. I'll spend more time with an ailing person or a family member. So those are your goals. But your overall value would be the helping others. So my overall value in flying was to fly safely. My goal was to get to Sarasota. So your goal is helping others, or not your goal, your value is helping others, and your goal is spend some time once a week at church doing some task, volunteer tasks they need, for example. All right, so where am I going with this? Okay, so holidays, special events. If you think about what your values are, then that will lead you perhaps in the direction of doing what's appropriate around the idea of holidays and special events. Obviously, you've got many parties you might be invited to, family events, gift buying and receiving. If you have just a goal, you might say, well, my goal is to go to Walmart and buy a couple toys. But what if your value is not even related to giving gifts or receiving gifts? It's something greater than that. Then perhaps, you know, just perhaps, maybe going to Walmart and buying gifts is not a particular useful thing for your particular value. I mean, it may be, it may not be. But the idea is you think about what your values are, write those down, commit them to memory, and see when you're doing activities and doing things, are they going towards your values or are they just going towards your goals? So if you think about values, maybe saying you're on a going down the road, you've got a place at the end of the road where you got to turn right and left. Think of your values as turning right. So you're going to go on the road to the right. So if I wanted to help others, then I choose that road that leads to that value of helping others, for example. Now, on the other hand, say I turn to the left. Okay, think of turning to the left as going away from your values. So say I wanted to values of helping other people, and I decide to turn to the left on the road. Then down that road, it's trying to sell something to, say I'm a salesman. So I get on the left road, and down that road is a place where I can decide to sell something to somebody that I know they don't need or they can't afford, for example. I was in car sales for many years, and the nature of that job is not always so pleasant because you often are mandated to sell things, cars, to people who really can't afford it or actually don't need what you're selling. So that would be going down the left. The right path on the right side of the road was to turn toward my values, which is helping people. The left side of the road was going away from that. In case of selling cars, I was trying to sell cars to people who couldn't afford the car or the truck and maybe selling the wrong vehicle to begin with. So that would be going away from my values. So in a way, if you can think about what your values are, and where you want to what you want to do to hit toward those values, and then you see yourself in an incident or an occasion where you're not doing anything that has to do with that value, then it allows you to recognize that, and then you can shift gears, so to speak, and start heading down that road to the right. So that's one thing I learned from my earlier days of flying planes, as well as in recent years, is that you can go two ways. You can go towards your values, or you can go away from your values down that left road, and just creates more distress and chaos than you could ever imagine. And a lot of us, unfortunately, have done that. We've chosen the path to the left that's actually leading us away from our values. It might be leading us toward what we think is a goal. Like when I was selling cars, my goal was to make as much money as I could. And of course, my boss's job was to make even more money than I was making. So he and leading me down the left road to making more and more money, which was a goal, but it wasn't necessarily a value. So looking back, if I were to do that again, I would pay way more attention to my values, you know, not disrespecting the boss and the company that needs to make a profit, but I'd still be cognizant of what are my values. Yeah, so that's what I'm suggesting here is take a look at your values. See what they are. Is it learning things, relaxing, enjoying something, intimacy, long-term relationships, healthy life, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, increasing your mental health, many different kind of values you can have. So take a look at those and see what you think. And I think that will help you get through some of these holidays where you're in a situation where you're feeling some distress, something's uncomfortable. Just recognize, yeah, this is uncomfortable. And how does this fit in with my value? Or is it just a goal that doesn't fit in with my value? And then you can make a decision as to which way you want to go. Do you want to go on the right road up towards your values, or you go down the left highway away from your values? So anyway, that, for what it's worth, that's what I'm trying to think about this this holiday season as I go from place to place and talk to friend and friend and family member and family member. I'll be trying to think about that. So anyway, appreciate you listening. And notice if you go to the podcast from Facebook, which most people seem to be doing, you'll end up on the podcasting service called anchor.fm. And on there, there's a place where you can click and leave a message. So if you want to leave a message, I'd appreciate that. If you have any questions or just comments, and I can play those on the next podcast or a podcast. You don't have to leave a name or anything, but when you do try that, they want you to have a legitimate email address so they know it's just not somebody playing around. But if you leave a message, I can keep you anonymous, or if you don't mind using a name, I'll use your first name or whatever. So feel free to leave a message. And if you're watching podcasts or iTunes podcasts, there's places on there where you can leave comments, and appreciate that if you do comments. And I just do very much appreciate everybody listening, and let me know if there's any questions you have or anything you might like me to cover. Now, I realize I'm not the world's expert on everything and anything, but be glad to give it a shot. So anyway, thank you, and we'll have another podcast coming up soon on holiday depression, anxiety, and how to get through that a little more easily without so much distress. All right, talk to you next time.